Unit 7, pages 90 and 91. Reading 1. Going to extremes.
John Hancock reports on the history of some of your favourite extreme sports.
Whether it's a jaw-dropping move on a skateboard or the raw speed of BMX, there's no doubt that extreme sports have taken off in a big way over the last 25 years. Some need snow, some need wheels, but they all share an element of danger, usually combined with acrobatic stunts. ESPN, the American TV sports network, organised the first Extreme Games, now the X Games, in 1995 and coined the phrase extreme sports. Several of the sports that fall into this category have also been known as outlaw sports, because they were banned in many areas for being too dangerous. However, some older, more traditional sports, such as freestyle skiing, skydiving, surfing, and water skiing, are also sometimes considered extreme sports. Extreme sports have also been characterized as alternative sports. This is partly because they are often considered to be different from older, established sports. Also, many of the athletes have adopted alternative fashions and have seen themselves as outside the usual sporting world. Many extreme sports are, in fact, new versions of older sports, often made possible by technological changes or improvements in equipment. For example, BMX racing and mountain biking are both based on cycling. Inline skating is a form of roller skating. For the most part, extreme sports originated as recreational activities for individuals, but often in a group context. Athletes would show off their skills for the people watching to copy. As they have become competitive, extreme sports have been at least partly absorbed into the mainstream, although snowboarding is still the only extreme sport to have become an Olympic event. One of the most spectacular extreme sports is BMX. There are two main forms: BMX racing, which takes place on a dirt track of about 300 to 400 metres with a series of jumps, and freestyle BMX, involving stunts and tricks. The sport has come a long way since a group of kids first started organising races at Palms Park, Santa Monica, California, back in 1969. Fans of motocross, but too young to ride motorbikes, they named their sport pedalcross. They couldn't have known what they were starting. Races quickly got bigger, and the sport became known as BMX, which stands for bicycle motocross. The first American national championship was held in 1974, and the first magazine devoted to the sport appeared in the same year. It went from strength to strength throughout the 80s and 90s, and today there are over 50 national BMX organisations around the world. Another popular extreme sport is inline skating, with around 30 million skaters worldwide. Inline skates are generally assumed to be very new and modern, but actually all roller skates were inline from the first known pair in 1716 until 1863. It was then that James Plimpton invented a skate with four wheels in a rectangular arrangement. This design was easier to control and led to an increase in popularity for the sport. In 1966, the original inline skates returned. But it wasn't until 1980 that two ice hockey-playing brothers, Scott and Brennan Olsen of Minneapolis, realised that inline skates could be used for training and practice when there was no ice. They started to make their own skates, selling them to friends, and eventually set up their own company, Rollerblade, to market them. They were so successful that inline skates are often known simply as rollerblades. As a competitive sport, inline skating is actually several sports. There are inline versions of the traditional roller skating events, speed skating, artistic figure skating, and roller hockey. However, the best known and most popular of the competitive sports is aggressive inline skating, also known as aggro. This form of the sport is based on skateboarding competitions. There are two events, street and vert, short for vertical. In street competition, skaters perform tricks while jumping over boxes, ramps, and rails, while in vert, they do a 60-second routine of tricks and stunts in a half pipe, like that used in skateboarding and snowboarding. It seems certain that extreme sports will continue to grow in popularity and bring even more heart-stopping action to more people. So, what are you waiting for? Go to extremes!